This is Akashvani, the news read by Nobunita Adhikari. The United States and Iran are holding talks in Islamabad to establish lasting peace in West Asia. Iran's state-run news agency IRNA confirmed that three-party talks with the US, Iran and Pakistan has begun after a reduction in Israeli strikes on southern Lebanon and other preconditions being met. Iran's semi-official news agency reported that key issues on the agenda include efforts to implement a ceasefire in Lebanon, the release of Iranian assets held by the U.S., and discussions on the Strait of Hormuz. Iran's first vice president, Mohammad Reza Arif, has warned that no agreement would be reached if the United States prioritizes Israel's interests during the talk. The negotiations come as Iranian delegation led by Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bakir Khalif and a U.S. delegation led by Vice President J.D. Vance reached Islamabad today for talks to end the hostilities in the West Asia. The government has said domestic LPG cylinder deliveries remain normal and over 51.5 lakh cylinders were delivered yesterday. In a statement, Petroleum and Natural Gas Ministry said enforcement actions continue across the country to curb hoardings and black marketing of LPG. More than 3,400 raids were conducted across the country yesterday. PSU oil marketing companies have strengthened surprise inspections and imposed penalties on 214 LPG distributorships and suspended 55 distributorships. Campaigning for the assembly elections in West Bengal has reached feverish pitch, with top leaders from all major political parties addressing rallies across districts. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi held three rallies in Katwa, Jangipur and Kushamundi today. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah also addressed rallies at Bankura and Purulia in West Bengal. Trinamool Congress Chief Mamata Banerjee addressed public rallies in Bankura, West Medinipur and Jhargram. Polling for the 294-member West Bengal Assembly will be held in two phases on April 23rd and April 29th. Union Ministry of Road Transport and Highways said that all user fee payments at National Highway Fee Plazas across the country are being processed exclusively through digital modes of FASTag or Unified Payments Interface UPI from 10th of this month. The ministry added that, however, this transition has not been implemented in the states of Tamil Nadu, Kerala, Assam and West Bengal, as well as the Union Territory of Puducherry, in view of the Model Code of Conduct currently in force due to ongoing electoral process. In Bihar, 13 people have been killed and many others injured in a tragic road accident in Katihar district. The accident occurred near Baskara Chowk in Koda block on National Highway 31 when a bus collided head-on with a pickup vehicle. Meanwhile, all the injured have been admitted to Koda Primary Healthcare and Purnia Medical College for treatment. The government has increased the export duty on diesel from 21.5 rupees per litre to 55.5 rupees per litre. The Ministry of Finance informed that the duty on aviation turbine fuel has also been increased from 29.5 rupees per litre to 42 rupees per litre. Meanwhile, the export duty on petrol will continue to remain nil. Union government has commenced the nationwide commemoration of the 200th birth anniversary of Mahatma Jyotiba Phule through a two-year-long celebration starting today and continuing until 11th April 2028. The nationwide commemoration was formally launched today through an inaugural program organized by the Union Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment under the Interstate Cultural Diversity program titled Phule Across India in New Delhi. Legendary playback icon Asha Bhosle was rushed to Mumbai's Breach Candy Hospital today after reportedly suffering a cardiac arrest. She was immediately admitted and is currently undergoing treatment in the hospital's emergency medical services unit. As informed by Dr. Prateet Samdani at Breach Candy Hospital, she is under close observation and receiving necessary medical care. And that is the end of this news bulletin.